The exchange has encountered a number of technical problems over the past 2 months, and the electronic online payment system has never worked. Governor Peter Shumlin said it was his goal to have the system up and operating at the beginning of December, but state officials said on Monday that's not going to happen. Mark Larson is the commissioner of the Department of Vermont Health Access. At a news conference on Monday, he said he was pleased to announce that individuals can now purchase policies on the exchange as long as they pay by check. Larson says that's the only option available because problems with the electronic payment system haven't been fixed. Larson says these problems also mean that small businesses can't use the online payment system at this time.
We continue the testing for small groups that have elected to continue their application with Vermont Health Connect. We are not prepared today to initiate the invoicing for small groups.
Larson says small businesses that have created an account at Vermont Health Connect will be able to extend their current coverage for at least 3 months, and businesses can also purchase policies directly from Blue Cross and MVP. He says small businesses that haven't made a decision about their coverage will be assigned a policy by their current insurance carrier that most closely resembles their existing coverage.
While we recognize the frustration, we've shared the frustration that the upgrades and changes haven't occurred as fast as we would like. We're pleased that there's a plan in place in partnership with Blue Cross and MVP to make sure that small businesses won't experience gaps in coverage.
Betsy Bishop is the president of the Vermont Chamber of Commerce. She says the current situation is unacceptable, and she wants the Shumlin administration to delay the mandatory implementation of the exchange for a year.
Creating a new healthcare system is not easy, but making matters worse is forcing employers and individuals into a system that's not working. Enough is enough. It's time for the state to take a step back, ensure that the system works well before we put any more people into it. It's not a system that is working for small businesses.
Steve Jeffrey is the executive director of the Vermont League of Cities and Towns. He says many towns are very confused about their options, and he also supports a one-year delay.
When you're dealing with something as important as your health and your ability to be able to secure health care, this is not something that you can trifle with. And I'm afraid it's just been so mishandled at this point that we would be better off if we just went until January 1, 2015.
The Shumlin administration says the governor has already put a 3-month delay in place, and they think this will be enough time to straighten out the existing problems with the exchange. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.